Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, Dublin-based GridBeyond closes a $52.25 million Series C funding round to further develop its intelligent energy platform, while Leonardo DiCaprio-backed Dutch startup Mozamit secures 40 million euro after achieving B Corp certification. Plus, renewable energy startup MGA Thermal raises $5.7 million, and NDIS self-managed healthcare startup PlanCare receives $2.5 million from Perth's new VC. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. I apologize, but there seems to be an error in the provided text. The closing sentence is incomplete, making it difficult to generate a proper transition to the opening sentence about GridBeyond's Series C financing round. If you could please provide the full closing sentence, I would be happy to assist you in creating a smooth transition between the two topics.
That's right, David. GridBeyond plans to use the capital to strengthen its position as a leader in grid-edge virtual power plants worldwide. The company's intelligent platform unleashes the power of connected energy assets like renewables, battery storage, and energy demand to bridge the gap between distributed resources and the needs of the power grid. By enabling asset optimization for price and carbon footprint, GridBeyond helps stakeholders across the energy value chain, from generators to end users.
And it sounds like there is increasing need for this type of flexibility to achieve a zero carbon future, as renewable penetration levels progress and sectors like transportation electrify. How has GridBeyond been performing in recent years?
GridBeyond has seen impressive growth, with annual revenue increasing by an average of 70% per year over the last 3 years. They forecast similar growth for 2024. Just this year, the company expanded its U.S. team across deregulated markets, acquired Veritone Business Energy, launched new products, and doubled its global team. The Series C financing sets them up well to increase the reach of their intelligent energy platform.
Thanks, Abby, for that insightful look at GridBeyond and the smart grid space. It will certainly be interesting to see how their expansion unfolds. Shifting gears now to another innovative sector, the cultured meat industry. A Dutch cultured meat startup, Mozamit, just raised 40 million euro in new funding to help bring its lab-grown beef to market. The new funding round was led by Lower Carbon Capital and M Ventures and included new investors from the conventional meat industry. For more, we're joined now by our correspondent. So what exactly is cultured meat, and how is Mozamit producing it?
Cultured meat, also known as lab-grown or cell-based meat, is genuine animal meat that is produced by cultivating animal cells in a controlled lab environment, rather than raising and slaughtering live animals. Mozamit takes stem cells from cows and grows them in nutrient-rich conditions to produce beef that is biologically identical to conventional beef. Importantly, they are doing this using 100% renewable energy. The potential benefits are significant in terms of reducing the environmental impact and improving animal welfare compared to industrial animal agriculture.
This new funding round is notable for attracting investment from conventional meat companies. What do you make of their involvement?
It's a sign that traditional meat producers see cultured meat as a serious emerging sector, not just a science experiment. PHW Group, one of Europe's largest poultry companies, joined as a new investor in Mozamit. At the same time, the round included funding from government-backed entities looking to support sustainable food innovation. So there's interest from industry and policymakers in helping alternative proteins scale up. Mozamit said it will use the 40 million euro to further develop its production processes and gear up for initial product launches.
And what stage is the company at currently in terms of bringing its cultured beef to consumers?
Mozamit is now preparing for its first formal product tastings in the Netherlands, an important step towards regulatory approval and commercialization. Founder Mark Post actually unveiled the world's first cultured beef burger back in 2013, so the technology has been in development for a while. Key challenges have been bringing down costs and increasing scale to make cultured meat viable for the mass market. But with this fresh funding and growing support from investors and governments, Mozamit looks well positioned to be one of the first to launch commercially in Europe in the coming years.
The potential to produce meat with a lower environmental footprint is certainly appealing. But do you think consumers are ready to eat lab-grown burgers?
Consumer acceptance is definitely a big question for the cultured meat field. Despite the potential sustainability benefits, some people may be put off by the sci-fi vibe of meat grown in a lab. It will be critical for companies like Mozamit to be transparent about their production methods and to highlight the positive attributes around taste, nutrition, and animal welfare. Some research has actually shown fairly high levels of interest and willingness to try cultured meat among consumers. But getting to a point where cultured beef is cost competitive with conventional meat and available at a large scale, that's still likely several years away.
Certainly a space to watch as the technology and market continues to develop. Thank you for the insights. Speaking of emerging technologies, a clean energy startup called MGA Thermal has raised an additional $5.7 million to develop its thermal energy storage system. The company has now raised a total of $28.8 million through funding and grants. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So what exactly is MGA Thermal developing?
MGA Thermal has created what they call miscibility gaps alloy blocks, or MGA blocks. These blocks absorb and store thermal energy generated from renewable power sources like solar and wind. The stored energy can then be used to generate clean steam 24/7 for industries that are hard to decarbonize, as well as retrofitted power plants. It's a bit like how coal-fired power uses heat to produce steam and drive generator turbines, except using renewable energy instead of coal. Steam-driven power currently produces nearly a quarter of Australia's total energy demand.
And the company is working on a demonstration unit to showcase this technology, correct? What's the status of that?
Yes. Last year, MGA Thermal began developing a shipping container-sized demonstration unit that holds 3,700 of its thermal energy storage blocks. This unit would store enough energy to power more than 135 homes for 24 hours. However, during development, they identified some areas for improvement, so they paused operations to address those issues. The CEO, Mark Crudas, said this was a valuable learning opportunity that will ultimately strengthen their system. With the new funding, they'll be deploying the capital on the next phase of testing to prove the scale of the system and produce sufficient high-pressure, high-temperature clean steam to meet rising industrial demand.
It sounds like despite the pause, they are still moving forward and have big ambitions. What are some of their goals?
MGA Thermal has continued working with numerous industrial partners and clients over the last 6 months. Many of these companies cannot solely rely on solar, wind, and other renewable energy sources to meet their decarbonization goals. So, MGA Thermal is excited to realize the next phase of these partnerships by implementing on-site thermal energy storage systems that can supply ongoing clean steam and energy storage capabilities. Ultimately, the company's goal is to abate 30 million tons of CO2 by 2030. To put that in perspective, it's equivalent to offsetting more than 23 years' worth of emissions from commercial flights between Sydney and Los Angeles.
It will definitely be interesting to see how that clean energy startup progresses with their new funding. And speaking of funding, Western Australian self-managed care platform PlanCare has also secured additional investment, topping up its seed round to $2.5 million from existing backer Purpose Ventures. The Perth-based venture capital firm originally invested in PlanCare in July 2023, and this additional funding marks their first follow-on investment. For more on this story, we turn to our startup correspondent, Bella. Can you give us some background on PlanCare and what they're aiming to achieve?
Absolutely, David. PlanCare was founded by Dave Newman, who previously ran Morning Startup for over a decade. He launched this health tech startup with the goal of helping people access and manage home care packages more easily. The platform charges a flat fee of 13% for self-managed care and plans to launch fully managed care packages at a 23% flat fee. PlanCare also handles NDIS packages.
And how will this latest funding round help PlanCare grow and expand their offerings?
According to Newman, This seed round will allow PlanCare to further scale their efforts in tackling the global challenge of healthcare at home for an aging population. With more consumers seeking choice, control, and the ability to self-manage their support, this investment will enable the company to build out their platform and services. The ultimate goal is to ensure that more people can live longer in their own homes, which is where they prefer to be.
Let's talk a bit more about the investors, Purpose Ventures. What can you tell us about their focus and strategy?
Purpose Ventures is a relatively new player in the Western Australian startup ecosystem. Co-founders Derek and Kylie Gerard established a $45 million fund last year with a strong emphasis on backing WA-based startups. In fact, 70% of the fund is earmarked for companies founded or operated in Western Australia. Derek Gerard, who previously launched WA's only other structured venture fund, the $23 million RIC-backed Better Labs Corporate Venture Fund, noted that they've reviewed over 250 investment applications in the past year alone.
It sounds like Purpose Ventures brings a unique perspective to early-stage investing. What sets them apart from other VCs?
As former founders themselves, the Gerards aim to primarily support entrepreneurs who are pursuing their purpose or life cause and using innovative technology to tackle large markets, both locally and overseas. Interestingly, the husband and wife duo have also committed to donating half of any performance fees into a newly established foundation that will support WA-based charities, further demonstrating their commitment to the local startup ecosystem.
Thanks, Bella, for those insights into PlanCare's latest funding round, the impact it could have on the health tech startup's growth, and the broader role Purpose Ventures is playing in supporting Western Australia's startup scene. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.